in this crazy town. You pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Till you find a cool new sound and you smile. Please, everybody sings Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum are now in place. The tariffs kicked in at midnight and are expected to boost prices on cars, appliances, even groceries and toys.
At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the cost of some toys way up. A baby Bourne doll that cost $34.97 in March now costs $49.97, up roughly 43%. Last month, an Etch-A-Sketch cost $14.97. Now it's $24.99, a nearly 67% increase. Walmart's CEO had sparked Trump's anger by warning the president's tariffs would lead to higher prices. Walmart telling us the new price hikes are influenced by a variety of factors.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Members of the Boulder community to hold a vigil tonight following the firebombing attack that left 12 people hurt, the suspect facing a hate crime and attempted murder charges. Several people feared dead in a stampede outside a cricket stadium in India. This is ABC News. The Gaza Humanitarian Fund, set up by the United States and Israel, has paused operations at its distribution sites in the territory following multiple mass shootings that have left dozens of Palestinians dead. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says the Israeli army has shifted its statements about what happened between soldiers and the crowds desperate for food.
First of all, they said they fired near, not towards. Then an IDF spokesman admitted that they had hit some people, though he disputed how many people that was, accusing Hamas of numbers inflation. And then later in the day, they used the word targeted a number of individuals.
The Trump administration has announced it will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions for women when they're necessary to stabilize the mother's medical condition. The administration says it'll no longer enforce that policy. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Bond is set at $2 million for a Milwaukee man charged in a fatal head-on crash in Ozaukee County. Prosecutors say a car driven by 34-year-old Ace Vu was traveling at nearly 100 miles per hour on I-43 near Port Washington May 26th when it slammed into a vehicle carrying an Oostburg couple that was killed. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation warns of a new phishing scam. Consumers are receiving texts claiming to be from the State Department of Motor Vehicles. The phishing texts warn of a final notice or an unpaid traffic violation and attempts to get you to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. And a bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to costs of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Petty Loveless, Blame It On Your Heart, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. And joining us this morning is Gary Christofferson. I guess Gary. Chris Christofferson. I kind of like that. No, not the songwriter. He's one of the artists with the Fresh Art Tour that's coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Pepin and Buffalo and even Pierce counties. And Gary's one of the artists. He's going to have one of his location, or his location is going to be part of the Fresh Art Tour. And so we had Gary come in to talk a little bit about the tour. Gary, thanks for joining us. With the Fresh Art Tour, this is something, this is the spring version. We do this twice a year, but this is the spring version, and this is a chance for folks to kind of tour the area, see some great scenery, and at the same time, see some great art, too.
Well, Brian, thanks for having me, and thanks for your support. WRDN has been very supportive of the Fresh Art Tour for quite a while in terms of that, and continues to be that. And that's critical for a Fresh Art Tour and other things like this, that it gets the support of the community and obviously of the media as well. As you know, this is the essentially the 27th year for the Fresh Art Tour. We bring together essentially 27 different places, locations around the community, 39 artists this year as well. So it's a large deal. It's actually the largest tour we have had and the largest Wow. spread as well.
Okay. And again, there's all of the different locations. They're going to have some type of signage so that people know where to stop, right?
Right. One of the things we've done is, first place on freshart.org, the website, you can go there, you can download the map, tells more about it there, tells more about the sites, each of the different artists, so you can look there as well. But yes, you will see, and in fact, I'll be out there on Friday morning putting up the signs to show where you go to the various locations spread across this area as well. We go all the way up to Bay City and the areas like there, all the way over to Pepin, over to Stockholm and Maiden Rock, down to Nelson and Wabasha and Elma in the south. In fact, the tour has spread a bit more, too. We picked up Elma and Wabasha as two additional. I used to be the southern outpost down in Nelson. Now I'm just kind of almost, not quite in the middle, but closer.
And a lot of the artists, they're going to not only have things on display and things for sale, but some, I know, will actually, some of the pottery folks and all that, they're going to be making stuff right there that people can see. And even, hey, Brian, you want to try and make something here? It'd be a bad idea, but people will have a chance to do that.
Oh, I'm sure, Brian, you'd be a great potter there.
I'm telling you.
Working with clay would be good for there as well.
I'd like to play with mud. I'm a boy, and clay and all of that. The problem is, put it this way, even my father even told me this, carpentry and that sort of thing, no matter, he could show me, I need you to cut this board right here, here's the line, here's the exact way to do it, and it would either be a little bit too short, a little bit too long, or crooked. And he finally just said, you know what, son, you need to take my advice, hire it out, because you just, it's not in your DNA. And with the clay pottery, it would be crooked and just a mess.
Well, it's interesting to watch. I've known a lot of artists over the years, and I've seen some artists start out with, shall we say, pretty crude artwork there as well. But the ones that stick with it and keep developing, a lot of them developing some pretty impressive artists. But you're quite correct. One of the things about the tour is we have demonstrations so that people get a chance to see the artists do the work. Artists will walk you through how art gets created. As you say, in some cases, there'll actually be some hands-on kind of demonstrations. Well, the whole idea about the Fresh Art Tour, what makes it different than most others and most going to a standard gallery, is you get a chance to see the artists in their home studios. You get to see them and how they work. You get to interact with them in that environment as well. It creates a very different feel for how the art is. And the range of art is going to be quite large. So we're seeing everything from all kinds of paintings, acrylics, watercolors, pastels. You're going to see sculpture of various kinds. I'm a sculptor. I work primarily in copper, but you'll see sculptors working in other media as well. You're going to see essentially printmaking. You're going to see leather. You're going to see some textile kinds of works as well. So you're going to see, again, a wide range of them. You're going to have some choices to make when you decide to go on the tour as to which artist you really want to focus on, which kind of media you favor. If there are some artists you know from previous tours, artists you want to go back and see what's new, what are they doing different this time?
Talking with Gary Christopherson, he is one of the artists as part of the Fresh Art Tour coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Pepin, Buffalo, and even Southern Pierce counties. With all of the different things, I mean, just looking at the... Now, Rhonda, she's into crystals and that sort of thing. So she does... She actually makes, like, I want to say bracelets, I guess. But that's the thing. I mean, just looking, I see some jewelry folks here even on this set. That's kind of the thing I would say, like, for someone like Rhonda, she's going to want to be interesting because they might be using crystals and things like that to make jewelry, right?
Well, yes. You're going to see different kinds of jewelry. So crystals, obviously, is one of the examples there. You're going to see some people working in metalwork as well that do jewelry in that kind of category. So, again, it will vary. And if you look on the website or on the Facebook page, either one, you get a chance sort of see what kind of art each artist does. And that may also help you sort of figure out where do you really want to focus your attention, because 27 sites and 39 artists is a lot to try and cover. So you're going to probably want to pick and choose. Or what a few people do are the diehards. They will actually do 2 days worth of the tour. They might do a northern route one day, and they may do a southern route a second day. But again, it's a self-guided tour, so you pick and choose what's most important to you to do as well. And again, like I say, you get to see them where they are, and you're going to be out in the countryside. You're going to be in small communities. For those of you, for example, places like Rochester and Minneapolis who often come to the tour and see that as well, or people who are local to this area as well, it's a chance to get out. And from what I'm seeing this morning, looking at the weather forecast, they're going to be pretty nice days, as a matter of fact. We thought we might get rained out, but that's not proving to be the case.
There are some chances of rain. And again, the other nice part about the tour is we have Fun Fest going on this weekend as well. So folks can kind of do some fun festing, go on the tour and then come back to Durand for Fun Fest.
Well, I think that's the case. And I think one thing also to emphasize, a number of these sites, mine being one of those, are also encouraging for children. One thing we're trying to do is to really also reach to younger people. So we have some of the regulars who've been coming on the tour for many of these years that we're talking about here. But now we're looking at also the younger. So we're looking at younger artists. We're looking at younger people to come and visit on the tour as well. A number of us are specialized, especially in reaching out to people with children coming there as well. So I get people coming with, you know, elementary school kids, high school kids as well. So, again, try and really reach the broad age spectrum as well as interest levels.
Talking with Gary Christopherson this morning with the Fresh Art Tour. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 5. So you'll have time to not only do some fun festing as well, but also be part of the Fresh Art Tour as well throughout the weekend. Now, Gary, you're one of the artists. Now, you're going to be at your location. So tell us what you're going to be doing at your location.
Correct. And by the way, as Brian indicated there, is that it's Gary Chris. Well, Chris is actually what more people know me as by the art world in terms of there. It actually came about because first my former wife got me into the Chris. She liked that better than Gary. But 26 kids on a school bus, when asked which they should call me by, Gary or Chris, voted unanimously for Chris. So I bow to my public in there as well. But yes, the place that I have is an interesting place. It's an 1885 era farm set of buildings, barn, house, and bee house. The art gallery is spread across all the buildings there as well. That's where I work in there. You're going to have a chance to be in the workshop, see all the tools, the material. I primarily work in copper, have for many, many years to do that, abstract sculpture. A lot of the work I do around is how do we deal with a future, a thriving future? How do we get people to be unselfish? Two major themes of the artwork I do, especially since I moved back. As I told Brian, I started out, spent many years in Washington, D.C., had my own gallery in the Washington, D.C. area as well before moving back here about 12 years ago. So again, coming back to a very different kind of atmosphere, but sitting amidst the Mississippi River Bluffs, overlooking the river valley, it creates a whole sort of different look and feel for the artwork you do.
Talking with Chris Christopherson. We'll just call him, I guess, Chris then. This morning, he's with the Fresh Art Tour. He's going to be having a location as well. It's called Thrive Sculpture by G. Chris. And that is going to be one of the stops on this year's Fresh Art Tour. If you're into some copper sculptures, I guess I have to ask. Okay, you had a facility in D.C. That's got to be kind of now, granted, you're from the area, but still kind of be a culture shock to go from Washington, D.C., where potentially you're having people coming from all over the world, to Nelson, Wisconsin. I mean, that's got to be a little bit of a culture change here.
It's a bit different, to say the least, in terms of that.
Just a bit.
Well, I had my gallery actually in the old historic Georgetown district of Washington, D.C., as well as I had my home gallery and studio as well. But no, when I think you come back here, and I was deciding whether to come back or not, I had family back here, but I had this great property I had bought, and I rebuilt everything there and was able to build a art studio exactly to my specs. It's in an atmosphere. I'm sitting on the side of a Mississippi River bluff overlooking the river valley. Get people to come, some come to a hike in the park that I created, Thrive Park. Some come for the artwork. Some talk about the future of the world. It's all an opportunity to do all those kinds of things. So we have much more one-on-one kind of interaction. And as we've talked about, community is another part of it. So it was another way to sort of come back and sort of help support the community by bringing more interest into the community, more things that people could do and see in these areas. These are communities, as one who grew up in this area back in the 50s and 60s there as well, have changed drastically, but they still have that same kind of potential vibrant life of rural communities in this kind of area.
Again, it's the Fresh Art Tour coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5. You can go online to the freshart.org, freshart.org. You can find the map there. There's also pamphlets as well here throughout western Wisconsin. You'll be able to pick one up. But it's something, do it in part with Fun Fest. You can do some tour of the Fresh Art Tour and then have some fun at Fun Fest as well this weekend. So a lot of stuff happening here in the Durand area this weekend with Fun Fest and also with the Fresh Art Tour. Gary, again, thanks for joining us.
Brian, thank you very much. And again, there's also, you can look on Facebook and Instagram. There's more information there as well, more chance to see what the artists actually do. But Ryan, thank you very much for your support, WRDN as well. Appreciate it very much.
That's our pleasure. Gary Chris Christopherson with the Fresh Art Tour. It's 9:23.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit wisconsindairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin. Dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit wisconsindairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized, theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Redneck.
Listen to the Beatles run, old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work, digging in the dirt, gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down, to get paid, to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here, drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back and shoot a back and shoot a back a spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. But these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawl and just can't help it cause they just keep falling. For the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer. Don't take no lip. Shoot a back and shoot a back and shoot a back and spin.
Ooh, let's ride through the countryside. Ooh, let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside. Let's me ride. And you gonna take a little ride to the river. Is the only sound. We out of town.
That's right.
Have you ever got down with a
friend, 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 friend,
friend? Do you want to get down with a
friend, 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 friend?
Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. I'm one of them boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no.
Yeah.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Zach Top, I Never Lie, 9:36. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, NASCAR returns this weekend as we're at the Michigan International Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400. Coverage beginning at noon on Sunday here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history. 1892, the Sierra Club incorporated in San Francisco. 1896, Henry Ford took a test drive on his quadricycle, his very first automobile design. 1912, Massachusetts passed the first U.S. minimum wage law. 1919, Congress passes the 19th Amendment, which granted the women the right to vote. 1929, George Eastman demonstrated the first Technicolor movie in New York. 1937, one of the first grocery store shopping carts was introduced. Yep, before then, everyone just had a little basket. Sylvian Goldman, the owner of Piggly Wiggly, in Oklahoma City is credited with the invention of the shopping cart. Ah, yes. Remember, going to the pig. That's what we called it for short. In 1986, Jonathan Pollard, a former Navy intelligence analyst, pled guilty for spying for Israel. 1998, Americans aboard the space shuttle Discovery docked with the space station Mir to pick up Andrew Thomas, who had spent 4 months in orbit. 1998, Terry Nichols received a life sentence for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing. In 1999, on the 10th anniversary of China's crackdown on the Tiananmen Square protests, tens of thousands of people in Hong Kong held a candlelight vigil. And in 2018, the San Francisco 49ers mourned the loss of one of their all-time greats, Dwight Clark, as Clark had died following a battle with ALS. He was 61. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just open up for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 23 to 18.99, August down 20 to 19.10, September down 21 to 19.18, October steady at 1921. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher today. This is short covering gain in the markets after the big losses from yesterday. But to keep the gains moving forward, the trade's expecting higher cash and higher fundamental support. Hog markets once again lower in the nearby months on some technical selling at resistance levels, but higher in deferred contracts. Some of the early pork cutout values are moving higher, and that's helping some of those deferreds. June live cattle up 52 cents to 216.50. August feeder cattle up 52 cents to 301.75. June hogs down 17 cents to 100.05. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. It's weather that is the key driver, as weather models are hinting at a warmer, drier pattern developing as we approach the middle of June. And so there is some movement higher in the markets. New crop corn up 3.25 to 441.75. New crop beans up 7.75 to 1029.25. July wheat now up a half to 536.5. Minneapolis wheat July up 1 at 619. With this market update, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to be dealing with a little more of that wildfire smoke this morning, but it's gradually going to get out of here this afternoon, and we should get a break from that for a couple of days here. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that. So baby, don't even try that. You dance. Oh, you move. Like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie.
so close. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet. Brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep, showed me how this town shattered dreams. So sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. We'll be right back.
Ian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
But I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Ella Langley. Weren't for the win, 951. I'm Brian Winnikens. This reminder, Pepin County Cruisers having their car show coming up this Saturday as well. That's going to get underway at 10 o'clock Saturday morning over at Durand Brewing Company. And that's also a fundraiser as well. And so you can check that out again with the Pepin County Cruisers this Saturday over at Durand Brewing. Well, another reason why I would never want to live in Florida. One, it's too hot, way too humid. The hurricane thing, no thank you. But this is the biggest reason, gators. Florida Sheriff's Department said deputies and a local trapper ended up removing not one, but two gators from residential pools in a single day. I'm sorry, but no thank you. I don't want to make that phone call. I mean, just imagine making that phone call here. Pepin County 911, what's your emergency? I got gators in my pool. Send over Sheriff Joel and the fire department. The Martin County Sheriff's Department shared on social media, Deputy Don Ferris and Sergeant Crystal Nash working with professional trapper Matt Hines to remove a 7-foot gator from a pool in Jensen Beach, Florida. The Post said the party crasher was completely unfazed by the unexpected audience. They said, as unbelievable as it looks, this is the second time today that a gator has been found soaking up the sun in a residential pool. Oh, the Sheriff's Department says both incidents should serve as a reminder to area residents it's gator mating season. Okay, that's the third reason why I don't want to move to Florida.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Elsevia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones? Cause my
country song. Get on rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson and Don't Rock the Jukebox. Thank you to Gary Christopherson for joining us this morning with the Spring Fresh Art Tour. Again, you can visit freshart.org, freshart.org for more information on the Fresh Art Tour. We have Gary's interview now available on our podcast as well. And get that at our podcast page at realcountry1430.com and find it there. Or subscribe to our audio and video podcasts. Just go to podbean.org and download the Podbean app on your smartphone and subscribe to the audio and video podcasts. You'll always be notified when we have a new podcast posted. Well, today's appropriate. Happy National Cheese Day today. Yeah, move over whiners. Move over whiners. National Cheese Day to talk about all things cheese today. Of course, cheese is made with milk from cows, buffalo, goats, sheep. Temperature and aging affect the flavor and texture of the cheese, as well as spices and other seasonings added during the cheese-making process. Of course, got to have some cheese curds on this National Cheese Day as well. So, you know, head on over to O'Galley Cheese Factory. Oh, get yourself a heaping helping of curds or cheese. The chocolate cheese is good stuff. Just saying, on this National Cheese Day. National World News from ABC Radio News next on Real Country 1430 AM.